Joined this morning by IT entrepreneur and author Tri Gadam, who has written the book Destination Success. It's a fable told for anyone who wakes up and heads to work wondering, is there more to life? Tri, when did you wake up and decide to yourself, there's more to life, that I needed to do more or become, you know, more successful or try to look for things? When did that impact you?
Mostly, I've seen people who are in the elevators and Monday mornings, and they're bored and looking for, they feel tired. I saw all those people, then I felt, okay, and even I started feeling that long time back. I said, like, I need to find a purpose in life, what I want to do. One fine day, and then I resigned the job and started the company, and I had a bigger vision. That's how I started. However, we see a lot of people who lost their passion in life and are stuck in a rat race. I felt like, okay, I have gone through that and I can help it for future generations, not only to come out of the rat race, but also accelerate their success as an entrepreneur.
And you seem to take full hold of mentorship. Why is that? Why do you feel that's really an important part of what you do or what people should be doing?
If you do not have a mentor, then as an individual, we get lost in the sense we keep on doing the same things over and over again and expect the different results. A mentor can help us to see a different perspective. We can apply for any opportunity or a threat, and that gives a different perspective and also help us to learn new things and guide us in a different direction when needed.
In your book, Destination Success, it follows an unfulfilled, intelligent, educated man named John, whose personal dissatisfaction and emptiness paves, as it says there, paves the way for journey to find new, fulfilled life. Why did you try to write it sort of in a fable as opposed to sort of like a self-help, 10 steps to doing this? Why did you choose this format and how does that work for you?
Personally, I have read hundreds of books. Most of them are dry or even boring. I said to myself, I mean, this can be better. Why can't people make it simple and easy to read, easy to understand? The reason I chose John's character is for the reader can put themselves in John's shoes as if it's their own journey. So that keeps them exciting, it keeps fun, and makes more interesting. At the same time, they're learning new concepts which they can apply into their daily lives or even business. So that's what I felt. I mean, I want to make it simple, easy to read, easy to understand, and immediately apply those concepts.
Now, how does he interact or get the info? You know, how does he go for these, talking about the most successful people in the world? What's that journey like? Can you describe a little bit of the story?
Sure. John, like any other individual, as per the society, he is a very successful man. But something bothering him inside. So John decides, okay, something is missing in me, and just I need to find someone who can pull me out of this rat race. So as John finds, as a Harvard alumni, he goes to the website and finds the program which is designed for entrepreneurs. Then he finds his first mentor, which is me, and I'll force him to find his purpose in life. As the story goes on, next chapter, once he finds a purpose, then he needs to set goals, which is SMART goals, specific, measurable, relevant, achievable, and time-bounded. So once he has his goals, then how to practice those goals and apply to life, which is a law of attraction. So as journey goes on, each and every chapter he is introduced to a entrepreneur who is very successful and has done very well for themselves, and relevant to that topic, they will guide John as the story goes on to become a successful entrepreneur in each and every step of his entrepreneur career.
Most of the chapters or each part, you have sort of a quote from a famous, well-known person, or some people that maybe they'll find out more about these people. What inspires you from these quotes, and how did you kind of search those out to find the ones that fit what you wanted to express?
So most of these quotes are taken from the most successful people at the same time that is relevant to that chapter. Because it is, like I mentioned, we don't want to people get bored. Sometimes it gives a different angle, or just a summary of what I was talking. For example, when it comes to continuous education, one of the famous quotes by Mahatma Gandhi, live as if you were to die tomorrow, learn as if you were to live forever. So that is very relevant to the continuous education. And also, as an entrepreneur, there is one other quote I can read you out by Mark Zuckerberg. The biggest risk is not taking any risk. In the world that's changing really quickly, the only strategy that is guaranteed to fail is not taking any risks. So these are the quotes I personally felt like it's needed and it's relevant to the topic, and people can see not only it's coming from me or other people, successful people in the book, but also coming from outside who are well-known entrepreneurs like Mark Zuckerberg or Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King, just so that they can see that, okay, it's not people in this book, but who are experts or just who are bigger than life figures, what they are saying as well. I want to connect the dots.
Right. We don't know. I mean, we don't think of Martin Luther King or Mark Twain in entrepreneurs. We don't kind of put them in the same category. In a sense, maybe they are, just because they've sort of made their own path and brought people along with them. Talk a little bit more in Destination Success. How do we get misconceptions about entrepreneurs? What do we need to know? What does that mean to some people, or is there a solid definition of what it is?
Most people watch their neighbors or someone who has become overnight success. They think of starting their own business. However, the misconceptions are, they think if I have a great idea, I can be successful. But to me, it's not about idea, it's about execution. That's the first misconception. And second one is, people think once I become an entrepreneur, I can work from the beach or yacht. I mean, I get my free time, no one is going to tell me. But most importantly, it's not 9-to-5 job. It's basically 24/7, because not only you lose the luxury of freedom, but as a leader, everyone is watching you, and everyone, that's the culture one is going to create. So basically, it looks easy from outside, but not. But as long as one follows the purpose and have a passion, it's not boring. It's really fun what they do, even though they are working 24/7. They never get tired. And third misconception is, a lot of people I've seen, they say, I'm waiting for the right time, right opportunity to get started, because it could be market conditions or it could be a lot of excuses. But I think there is never a right time. It's all about having a compelling purpose, working with passion, and taking risks.
When did you take your first risk? Do you remember that? I mean, and how did you say to yourself, okay, I'm jumping in, this is what I'm going to do?
Yes. I had a vision. I mean, from my vision to execution, it took me 3 years. When I started, because once I decided I want to start a company, and I did start it as a part-time. However, I realized I do not have the domain expertise or the network to leverage and be more successful. It was a failure, but it was a great experience. Then I worked in the industry or in the domain to get some experience. As I was building experience, I was talking about my vision to people who came across my journey, and that way I not only sold my vision to them, but also got the feedback. And it took me 3 years. I mean, before I relaunched, and then once I decided, okay, it's a time. I got enough experience and enough network. Then there was no stopping. We're still growing 30%, 25% to 30% a year. In the beginning stages, we used to grow over 100 times. Every year we used to double. And it's been, in the last 9 years, it's Inc. 5000 company, one of the fastest growing companies in North America.
And that is ERP analysts?
That's right.
Okay. And if I may ask, what does your company do?
We, as a technology company, provide managed services, integration and implementation partners in Oracle and big data.
And you mentioned at the beginning, I heard the word failure. So as an entrepreneur, there's always, you know, you have to know that there's risks, failures, but that builds on, you realize why it failed or what you thought you needed to do, and then you just continue to do that. Is that a little bit of what you'll see in John doing in this book, Destination Success?
That's right. John has some failures and some panic movements and how we come out. Because basically, if you do not fail, you cannot learn. So it doesn't mean you have to fail to learn, but you can also learn from others' mistakes. That's the best way to do that. However, I mean, just if one has a bigger purpose, which is compelling, and failures and success, because it won't, they won't get carried away because they know that they have a bigger purpose in life and they are marching towards it. So it comes, and when there's a failure, then they won't get discouraged because they can see a bigger picture where they are heading towards. And when they see the success, they can appreciate for a moment and keep move on. I mean, just you cannot, once you have little small successes, you should not sit back and relax because you are much bigger goal and purpose in life. And just it's kind of fail or success is the same. People have a positive mental attitude. If they, once they fail, even though they fail, they think that, okay, this is a great learning experience, and they won't be discouraged. I mean, they appreciate themselves, pat on the back, even though it's a failure, and they say, okay, I learned a lesson. I'm not going to repeat that again.